The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots.
Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. I'm your host, William Repellum, for Wednesday Nights. Miller's legacy as best we can here. Tonight I have a guest with me. I haven't had him on with me before here on this show, but I have had him on a Jeremy show. And my guest tonight is Travis. Travis.
Hey, Will. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Well, welcome.
How are you? Yeah. It's going to be a fun one.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Is that me cutting out, or is that you?
Can you hear me? Well, I don't know. I can hear you okay, not great, but yeah, I just introduced you. I said welcome to the show.
Thanks. Okay, hopefully you can hear me now. It's just cutting out a little bit. So yeah, got a couple links I sent you about the crazy situation we all live in today.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be talking tonight about the agenda, namely Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the climate action plan, the climate change excuse that they're using to implement these unbelievably freedom-destroying, oligarch-enriching policies that are meant to enslave us people and make it impossible for us to move about the world in a way that gives us any kind of autonomy over our own lives. It's so crazy that you can't even believe that there's people that go along with it. But there are. There's a lot of people that are simply robotified, I guess you could say. You have a lot of robots now, especially after all these people took this jab. Witnessed it just a little bit ago when there's actually somebody close to me who went and bought something at one of the big box stores. And one of the people working there they sold the wrong product in the box. to person here. And when the person went to take it back and say, look, you sold me the wrong, you know, this, they went, well, that's not the same serial number as what was, what matches the box. Well, so what? I mean, so that's not our problem. That's your problem. That's because that's how you sold it. And so the person just told them to go to another store and try another store. And so they did that. And this person just, I actually was able to hear on a phone call what happened. And the way that the person was responding was like, well, there was no such thing as customer service. There was just, I must follow policy. I must follow policy. I cannot do any kind of customer service, make any decision at all. I cannot do that. And they were literally, it was so important that this person get rid of the customer that was clearly correct. Whatever happened to customer service? Whatever happened to the customer's always right? Whatever happened to give the customer the benefit of the doubt, which clearly was there? The customer service at this place was so disgustingly terrible. I'll tell you what it was. It was Walmart. And I'm absolutely horrified what I witnessed happen. And this is the manager of the store. So I really think that the clearly this is a person who took the jab, and their behavior matches exactly what we've been warned about, how people would react. They're totally controlled. Probably they've got all kinds of little elements in their body, including all the chemtrail stuff that we're being subjected to, all the metals they're spraying on us. And you mix that with whatever it is they injected into us, and you got 5G up now, and people pulling 5G into their bodies, and you've got people that behave exactly like artificial intelligence. That's it.
Absolutely, dude. That's a good way to put it. Just don't forget the programming and the brainwashing that they've been just feeding us lies and lies for decades now, obviously. And here's where we are. And going back to the environmental stuff, I can understand the emotional attachment to people wanting to leave a good posterity to their children and have a world that we could feel proud of and keep clean, like the forests and the oceans, and save the whales. I get that. I understand that. And that's I think that's why they have such a control over people's thoughts when it relates to the environmental thing. They just they blindly believe that these politicians and the scientists and celebrities have our best interests. And what they don't realize is there's a vast, complex network of NGOs and private-public partnerships, kind of coming from a top-down structure from like the UN, the WEF, and the WHO, that are really locking us down in a way. And what they're trying to build are these 5G smart cities that I believe are going to just be open-air prisons. And it's going to make life really terrible to live in if we don't turn this around. So,
hopefully
that was clear.
Totally. Yeah, you pointed out the problem exactly, because I think a lot of these people, they see these movements of environmentalism and save the planet from this climate change, they see these movements as being grassroots and being something that's for the people, by the people. And these people put together these websites like the one that you sent over. We should, I think, go ahead and pull that up. I'm going to pull that up right now and just go through what it says on this website that you sent me here. That's going to be the one... Energy Innovation Act, how it works. The Energy Innovation Act. So if you go to energyinnovationact.org, you'll see that, you know, it starts with a meme with some hard hats on it. The hard hats are used hard hats. Look like, you know, oh, it's somebody for the worker, right? It's absolutely proletariat. right?
Perfect.
You've got worn out hard hats here. Looking at them from a bird's eye view. This is Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, America's climate solution. Oh, how can you argue with this? Support. It has a button for you to support, as if, you know, trillions of dollars that these oligarchs have already isn't enough. No, they're going to get you to support. They don't need our support. They need they need to make us think they need our support.
Right. They really want our compliance with this stuff, and that's one of the carrots they're going to be offering. And you know, I'm going to take this back one step. Like, Deborah Tavares pointed this out really, really well in StopTheCrime.net or org. And she, you know, she had noticed years ago that a lot of these cities were adopting these climate change initiatives. And so she was one of the first ones that I've seen point this out. And so I did some spot checking, and this was a while ago and actually recently. And you can pretty much type in any city that's over a population of about 50,000. And more than likely, they're going to have a climate change action plan, or your state will have one, or the local university will have one. And so it seems like a lot of the local city councils are now interested in you know, starting up their own little climate change action plans. And they're called many different things. They're called, you know, carbon reduction plans. They're called, but they all sound the same. They all use the same language. They talk about equity and inclusion and resilience. They use these little buzzwords. And so maybe a little later in the show, I'll read a speech I gave to my city council. But I was just trying to point out that, you know, this is obviously being funded and set up by somebody, because there's no way all these cities and towns could all come up with the same exact idea and plan. I mean, they want to cut their carbon emissions by 2030. They want to encourage, you know, walking and biking, which basically means you want to own a car and you're going to have to take the bus and that kind of stuff. You know, they want to ban wood burning stoves. Now the new thing is they want to ban gas stoves, gas heat. And it's a big problem when you start to see, you know, these cities like blindly leading the charge on, you know, this climate change stuff and this Energy Innovation Carbon Dividend Act. Like, I think my town is even considering this, where I think they want to give supposed dividends on your, I don't know exactly how it works, but somehow they want to offset your carbon footprint and give you money. And so, you know, like that little free carrot, that money thing is going to attract a lot of people. But we all know we don't get anything for free in this society. So let's no.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I'm really glad you brought up Deborah Tavares, because she was the first person I found on YouTube when YouTube used to have good material.
Right.
You're talking about this. And, you know, I mean, she was, I think, I got real luck. I mean, I got so lucky in all the material that I found in the early part of my red pilling. It was like I was directed to like the best possible information you could find on every single subject there was. And the one thing about Deborah Tavares is that she was a land developer or real estate or in a land development or something like that. And that was exactly why she went down the rabbit hole with the Agenda 21 plan and figured out exactly what was going on, what they were planning to do in every single town, in every city, everywhere. And and she spells it out in a real black-pilling kind of way. And it really is a dire warning that if you go and find... Yeah, StopTheCrime.net, or if you just look up Stop the Crime on YouTube. I think her channel's still on YouTube. I don't think it's been banned yet.
you know, she is careful not to like start naming Jews or anything like that. Mentioned Zionism before, but she knows what's going on. She knows who it is. She goes back to Rothschild. She always goes back to Rothschild and how Rothschild owns the entire electrical grid. So basically, all of the electrical companies, PG&E out of California, you got Duke Energy in the South, you've got other electrical companies, and they're all owned by private corporations, owned by Rothschild. You know, like shell corporations that they can sort of abstract themselves out of ownership in a way. In when you're the richest people in the world and you own all the wealth in the world, you can do absolutely whatever you want with impunity. So now, you know, this is nothing but a vehicle to world government. So they have figured out how to get the people to go along with it. And unfortunately, people are stupid, you know, and they're going along with it. And even very smart people are very stupid. The brainwashing doesn't discriminate against IQ, unfortunately. Just if you can get introduced in the right way to the information, you know, I would say I got lucky because the way that I came about being introduced to information. So I think that it's a divine selection when people who are chosen to know about this stuff. I feel like there's a divine kind of selection involved in that process. And I was lucky. I was selected to get told about all this and learn about it. You, Travis, and many of the rest of us, and most of the RBM listeners were also chosen. And I believe it was by divine appointment.
Right. I agree with you on that. And, when I first heard her talk about this, I was like, huh, let me spot check her. And I did. And I looked up a lot of cities and I did see, and this is probably like 2018, I'm guessing, somewhere around that time frame. And I saw all this stuff and I didn't really realize at the time it was going to become such a big deal, but maybe, I'll read some of the list of cities that are in my city that have these and what year they were founded. And I'll kind of give the audience here an idea of how widespread this is. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 2021. Bozeman, Montana, 22. Boise, Idaho, 21. Helena, Montana, 2009. Salt Lake City, 2009. Denver, Colorado, 2018. Tucson, Arizona, draft plan is in action. Santa Rosa, California, 2005. Salem, Oregon was 2020. Seattle, Washington, 2013. El Paso, Texas, 2018, Anchorage, Alaska, 2019, Roanoke, Virginia, draft plan in action, Boston, Massachusetts, 2019, Atlanta, Georgia, 2015, and Portland, Maine by 2018. And, you know, I think that kind of proves a point that these are pretty widespread. It's not just a West Coast thing. It's, you know, it's everywhere in this country. And so what I was trying to point out with the city council that I live in was you really don't have anything special here. You don't have any original ideas. Every plan that I just named, and of course I haven't read through every one of these plans because they're all detailed and long, but I just briefly went through and scanned them, and they all like are carbon copies of each other in a way. I mean, you know, everyone's different, got a different layout, but you know, they all have certain goals of reducing carbon by 2030 or 2040, 2050. You know, they have those buzzwords that I talked about earlier: resiliency, sustainability, equity, inclusion. So this is a very broad movement that they're really trying to tie in together here.
Want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line.
Oh, great time. I'm sorry, love you. Okay, we'll be right back.
One shot at a time.
Mm-hmm. tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right. Okay. We're back. Folks.
Hey there.
Yeah. So this is William Repillum, and I got Travis with me. We were on a conversation. I forgot to ask you guys to please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, and donate the fundage, whatever you can, whatever's manageable. And we do appreciate your support. Help keep free speech alive. All right. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was going to say that the good little worker bees in the local level who want to get recognition and they want to rise up the ladder and they have their ambitions and they want to be recognized and they want to be prestigious. And obviously these people that are pushing the climate agenda are the same people that, dole out the Nobel Laureate Awards or the Nobel Prize or the Harvard or write an article in the Harvard Review about who they like, who's carrying out their agenda nicely for them.
Right.
Unfortunately,
right.
People are motivated by this sort of disgusting paradigm. They don't have a moral compass because the moral compass has been stripped away from us through decades of communist education and degeneracy to our family unit and the loss of understanding of what it means to live an honorable life and to put the truth first,
put the truth first. So they basically have, I think, I don't know, Travis, but my thought is this. You may know more than I do, but at the local level, there's probably leeway to implement things, to have like a marginal percentage of the implementation be tailored to the locality of which, so that it looks original, right? That would be my guess. They would provide
a template. Yes. Yes, I do believe that they are like sort of tailored to the community, but make no mistake that these plans are all about a top-down control network and getting everybody integrated into this 5G smart cities. So, there's really no benefit in this for the average, worker, average Joe like us. The benefit's only going to affect the ruling class. And, I was really just trying to point out to my city that, A, you don't have anything original. B, where did this all come from? And I thought this was kind of funny and creative. But Denver Tavares and other people pointed out that this comes from the Rockefeller Foundation, basically. And what they started up is something called the Resilient Cities Network. And you can look this up, resilientcitiesnetwork.org. And I'm just going to take a moment because I feel this is super important to read off their very first cover page what they basically say. So the Resilient Cities Network legacy is built on the 100 Resilient Cities initiative pioneered by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2013 as part of its Global Centennial Initiative. So right there, it kind of tells you, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, big money interest, the parasite, whatever you want to call it. So they started this in 2013 and kind of suckered people into, really believing the climate change. I think about that time was Al Gore's book came out, book he wrote, the garbage book about the glaciers being gone and the polar bears dying. So anyways, they go on to say, I thought it was pretty telling. That they basically are co-opting these cities to basically take government money and grants to enact these programs. And so I was kind of pointing out that, you guys are all believing in this climate change stuff. Well, you're following the plan of the old Standard Oil Rockefeller dynasty. So I don't think they liked it too much. And one of the lead climate change liaisons, and that's actually what I was going to point out, is they actually have a liaison that I believe is paid by these NGOs. It's not really paid by the city. And so they're the ones presenting these ideas and these plans to the city and basically showing that there's grant money available for these kind of projects and stuff. So she did try to answer me in the end that, she patted herself on the back, but we're doing a good job. We hope everybody's looking at our plan. But no, we didn't get the Rockefeller Foundation, grant because we applied for it, but we didn't get it. I just thought that was pretty funny. So you're just going to have to watch your local town. Go ahead.
So you got in touch. You're talking about one of the worker bees of this these that are like, oh no, we didn't get that Rockefeller grant, so we're not following that plan. Is that what you just said?
They applied for it. They did not get it. But she basically patted herself on the back, saying, "We have a really good plan here. We're hoping other cities are modeling after us."
God, wow! Hi, folks.
Yeah,
Bottom it's crazy. Ring. Be right back with Travis talking about the climate agenda.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. Doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Okay, guys, folks, I'm back. Got Travis with me. Talk about the climate action plan, climate agenda. The Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Deborah Tavares. The Agenda 21-2030, this enormous beast that's raining down upon us, using philanthropy as its disguise, wolf in sheep's clothing, and trying to wake up as many people as we can. Eventually, gonna have to get pretty bad before enough people wake up. And so we're sitting here watching with our face, hand over our face, going, what's going to happen to us, and trying to plan and strategize and figure out a solution for our lives where we can survive this prison planet that's being built all around us. And we're not allowed to talk about it. We're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah, if you go to the family function and you try to talk about it, what happens?
I don't know. Get ridiculed or, browbeaten or, called names or, one of the common tactics of people living in denial and cognitive dissonance,
You're ruining my night.
Why do you always come to the family function and ruin it for everybody?
You don't want well, to if you really want to ruin it, if you really want to ruin it, start talking about the Hall of Hoax, but that's another topic for another day.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's, it's that. There you go. Yeah.
So anyways, just to summarize real quick with the Rockefeller Foundation, those guys have donated over $17 billion as of, you know, when they wrote the site to individuals and NGOs and cities and all that. And one of the key ways they do this is they hire these resilience officers, is what they call them. And they put these people in cities, and I think that's kind of how they're establishing their little network of like-minded people. And just to give you one quick local example, almost every idiot in my town has a little sign in their front yard, like one of those political ads that says climate action now. And I drive all up around town and I see all these people with this, you know, little sign, climate action now. And I've just like pondered it and like, what does that even mean? You know, it's just one of these mindless slogans that, you know, doesn't really mean anything. And, you know, I actually did try to look up who sponsors that, and it just kind of went in this endless circular loop of NGOs, and I couldn't even find it. I just gave up. So it's just kind of fun. It's pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, it is interesting. And it's very sad. It seems like, you know, there are a lot of places that people aren't really doing that still. And it's always nice to be around those spots. Don't think that that's going on everywhere yet.
Right.
But they're doing everything they can to get it into everywhere. And that was the scary thing about listening to Deborah Tavares. But I learned so much from her about 5G, about chemtrails, about the smart grid, about the smart devices, such as like the wireless. What are they called? What do they call those electric on your to put on your electric?
Oh, the meter. Smart meters. The smart meters. Smart yes. Meters. Yep.
Smart meters. Yeah.
Smart yep. meters. And don't forget about the weather modification patents that she's discussed many, many times. And, you know, I'd like to really point some of the people that, you know, the naysayers out there, like, just go in and type into Google, you know, weather modification patents, and you'll pull up quite a huge list of patents. And actually, I've got a list open to some of the technologies out there. And it's pretty eye-opening, in my opinion, but it's kind of delves on the realm of extreme to some people, so you might have more success pointing out that, look, you know, these scientists are paid off to produce the kind of research that, you know, their employees want them to produce. So, you know, you kind of have to start them off that and show them that, look, the Earth might be warming, but it might not be for the reasons they say it is. Do you see what I'm saying? You have to try to really kind of lead people in, that's showing them that you're on their side, but, you know, you might have a different opinion of, you know, where they're going with it. For instance, you know, the whole climate change narrative is based off of CO2, but they never once address the sun. And, you know, our sun is the primary driver of our climate. And if we have changes going on in the sun, such as solar maximum and minimums, that can affect the weather. And, you know, there's other things going on that, you know, most people just, you know, don't really consider. And, you know, really the whole ironic thing is, you know, humans are carbon-based entities. And when they talk about, you know, zero carbon future and blah, 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 you start to wonder, are they really talking about population control? As some people have speculated.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And you know, and I'll also add to your argument too. What a good point you make about, you know, getting people, just letting them know that you're on their side, and you want the same thing that they want. You want the same outcome that they want. right? The outcome that you want is the same. You don't want, not a person that wants the world destroyed. Everybody's been brainwashed. If you don't go along with this agenda that we've told you and we've been telling you for generations in school and everything, that is the correct way to think, then you're evil. You're evil, right? You know about the hockey stick, I'm sure, right? Let's take an example. You know about the hockey stick and how...
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to pretend right now that you're a Joe Schmo and you're a climate... You're a climate guy. So can you role play for me for a second?
Sure.
And try to pick my argument apart or just play devil's advocate and be one of those robots that we have to deal with all the time when we try to explain something really obvious. Because people often, it takes a lot of time, a lot of repetition, osmosis several times, where you have to tell them the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, or they get it. They have to hear it from different sources. If they just hear it from you, it's not enough. So having an understanding that you're going to introduce a nugget of information to somebody that they're just going to hear for the first time. And so you have to do it with kindness, probably, and you have to do it in a non-condescending kind of way. That's a very tricky thing to do when you're dealing with somebody who's pushing ahead, forging ahead, a little soldier beat going in the wrong direction, just because that's what they've been prescribed to do. So okay. All right, so you're Joe Schmo, and I'm going to tell you, because you're promoting the climate agenda, feel free to drop a couple little thing, and this should be fun. Okay, so.
All right.
All right, let me start. Let me pretend I'm Joe Schmo. Okay, so, all right. We have to tackle climate change. The climate agenda is very important that we implement all of the plans that have been put in place by Rockefeller. The Rockefeller Foundation is a philanthropic organization and Al Gore has been telling us for years that the climate – there's a disaster coming, and I just went to the movie. I went to that movie where the waves washed over all of New York, and we have a climate emergency. We have to act now. Okay. All right. So
that's good.
Now there's you and me, fortunately, against this one person, and I'm gonna think of this person as a good person, and talk to them. You know, like, you're a good person. Look, so there's one thing you might want to think about. So, the thing with Al Gore is that he based his information on all of his information of the last 1,000 years. He left out the last 850 years, and how he did that was there's this thing called the hockey stick illusion. So climate is cyclical. That's the one. This is the basis of the argument. Climate is cyclical, and the weather patterns are cyclical. Now, in the last 1,000 years, we had a medieval warming period that went from 1,000 AD to 1350 AD. And so you'll see a sine wave that goes up, and then back down. It'll come back down, and then it'll dip down, and it'll go down low into the little ice age. That little ice age was from 1350 until 1850. So it looks exactly like a sine wave in math, right? So it's just a wave. And this is what really happened. And so now we've come back up from 1850 onward. Well, the thing about that is that it corresponds exactly with the Industrial Revolution. How convenient that is. So they've been able to just say, oh, ever since the Industrial Revolution, you can see that warming has just shot way up. And so they attribute that to, you know, pollution and but not just pollution. I'm really surprised that they don't focus more on pollution. They focus on carbon. Carbon dioxide, and specifically carbon dioxide, is very – it's what plants need to live. And when plants have carbon dioxide, they generate oxygen. So it's a cycle. It's a cycle of life. We breathe oxygen.
Right.
Plants breathe carbon dioxide.
And let me just point out something real quick that any fourth grader could point out. Like, if you have such a carbon problem, why aren't we trying to actively save the rainforest and plant vast green spaces and gardens and trees that fruit in town? And why isn't there a major, like, greening program to replant our forests, et cetera? They just, you know, apparently skip over that whole, you know, basic science fact there. Because any greenhouse grower knows if you dump a bunch of CO2 in the greenhouse, your plants are going to thrive really well.
Yeah.
So it just makes you wonder why they don't follow their basic science, you know?
Right. Yeah. they gave up on the word. It's funny because they moved from global warming to climate change. And now that got disproven. They're off on something else. I forgot what it was, but they still talk about these terms. Like, it's like talking about the 6 million, you know, that they've all admitted that's all BS, but they still do the 6 million. Right. It's like, it's real. It's just, it's like, it doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter.
Right.
I got carried away in that and I forgot. We got a caller. We got John in Michigan. John, thank you and forgive us for keeping you waiting for so long. Really apologize. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Deborah Tavares, she and I have been talking for 20 years at least, and we've never met, but we're like kindred souls, and I'm in northern Michigan, and the people that are pushing these issues, John Stadtmiller, a friend of mine, I've been trying to get Deborah on the Intel report for quite some time, and she said about a week ago that she would be possibly available to come on Steve's show you know, after she gets rid of a few things that are consuming her time. But you're all correct about her website is one of the best out there for information. John came up here in northern Michigan in the early 2000s because the UN came in here and tried to make our county, which has a lot of water, the first county in the country to have a countywide wetlands ordinance. And they had our commissioners all on board, the sheriff, the prosecuting attorney, and everybody was ready to go along with their agenda. And they came out of our capital in Lansing, and they were your local group, like here in where I live in Bel Air, is out of Traverse City. It's called ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, folks. Just look up I-C-L-E-I, and they're the ones going around and facilitating all this garbage. And they came in here, and it took us 2 years to expose them because we ended up having a magistrate go before the group and say, if you do not cease and desist, whatever that word, I think it's secede and secede, one of them, stop this nonsense, I will throw you in your own jail. And so it can be done as long as you can expose the cockroaches in the room. And these people didn't come back to our county. But this was going to, they couldn't even describe what a wetlands was. They were saying that if the rains allows a puddle there for an hour, that's a wetlands, then you wouldn't have any control over that at all as far as you know, what you wanted to do with your property. And so that's one group that you can check out. Joan Vion from the 90s, she passed away. She was another friend, and she has had a video, I think it's still out there, called When Central Banks Rule the World. And she went to over 100 UN meetings in the 90s and got all of their agendas. And so she's another good source. I haven't been to her website since for a long time. It was called womensgroup.org, but there might be still some information there, but Deborah definitely does her homework and knows what she's talking about. Maury Strong came back from the Agenda 21 meeting in Brazil in the early 90s and came up with the climate as a way to control the people because, for one thing, they've been dumbing down our children. Michigan, again, was used as a pilot state for that program in the mid-90s, Michigan, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. And people don't get science. I was talking to a 22-year-old, and he told me what his biology class was about. It was all about climate change. And so it's in the schools, just totally horrific. But they did bring that garbage up into this area in the mid-90s, and it's now everywhere. So you can't expect these people to understand science, and they've been also told that they have to vaccinate to go to school, which is another wrong or illegal procedure or demand. And that can be exposed very easily, because I had a county nurse tell me it had to do with, it wasn't a law, it was a mandate. Well, we've heard that word before. And a mandate is nothing but, according to Webster, an authoritative command, and they don't have the authority. Because, do you all remember Ralph Winterround that was on the network for a while?
I remember that, yes.
Well, he stated that all of those, anything coming from these agencies that were formed in the 30s with Roosevelt has to go through the Federal Register, and he formed that Federal Register to control the agencies because they were getting rogue. You think they're rogue today? Yeah, NIH, CDC, even the presidency is even under that agency title because of the corporate entity that formed in 1871 and before then, too. And Biden tried to get a mandate, and the Supreme Court said you don't have the authority. So right there, it reinforces the Federal Register, folks. So all of these people, and he also gave me a bunch of stuff Ralph did before he passed away, is to exposing all of this insanity that these people are following. But I love that you're talking about Deborah Tavares. Folks, go to her website, stopthecrime.net. She talks about the Rothschilds owning Pacific Gas and Electric, and then they also have agents in all these other electrical companies throughout the country, as you have brought up. It's very destructive to production and to life to have that type of control over such a commodity because, of course, they took down Tesla, who had free energy. The water situation in California, all controlled. They run the Russian River right into the ocean. They don't run it down the middle of the state because they want to control people, folks, and then they also want to kill you with their freaking Fauci jab. You know, it's just on and on. But you can go to and find out by looking up your ICLEI group, and they are tied to the UN and exposed all of those people, and that's where these people are getting facilitated from. Once you start exposing them, they're like cockroaches. Hopefully they leave everybody alone, but the money they throw at these people, and the people on the boards are ignorant as can be. Believe me, I've been dealing with them for a long time. Wow. And they just have to, the school board meetings, same way. I'm sorry for rambling on, but I had so much to share with you from my experience. I'm 73 years old, I've been through, we homeschooled our children finally because of the garbage they were bringing in here. And it's through the education system that all of these people on your school boards and at your commission, pretty much, if they're 50 and younger, went through this education system completely, this functional dumbing down program, and don't have the common sense or even the sense to the information to problem solve. So they're being manipulated, and they think because the weather, right there on RBN, you have an interview by the guy that founded the Weather Channel, Coleman, Dr. Coleman, and he explains the whole fraud in all of this weather stuff. So that would be another source to come to the website there, folks, and look at Dr. Coleman's presentation, because these people are all controlled. I had one running for office up here, and he said he did the weather for 12 years for the Air Force, and he told them when the contrails were going to be there and when they weren't going to be there. And I said, you're full of bull. This was at a meeting. He was running for office again. And I said, I've got pictures here. I said, this doesn't occur at 35,000 feet. And I said, the efficiency of the fuels nowadays doesn't cause that. He was just cornered. He was tongue tied. He just told me, don't listen to that man. Don't listen to that man. So don't worry if they're like putting you in a spot in front of your peers, because stupidity is going to expose itself if you start bringing the truth And just don't give up easy, folks, because John Stantmiller came up here 2 years in a row, and we became friends. My sister had a show on his network for, I think, about 8 years, Mary Toko. She has followed the vaccine issue for over 45 years. And
that's his sister? So,
Mary Toko is, yes.
I saw her in the chat. I saw her in the chat at RBN before. Mary Toko, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, Mary. Yeah, Mary's. I've been exposing that with the freaking the school up here. We had someone from the health agency say that the children had to wear masks, and I went right to the commissioners, and they're tied. These commissioners are tied to the health department. They usually have someone representing them. So where's the Dr. Judy Mikovic, who Fauci put her in prison with the Patriot Act? In 209, she states that they found out that all of their shots are causing cancer, ADHD, autism, and so many learning disabilities. And she said at that time they lost their liability for that Fauci got for them in the mid-80s. So who's liable now? The commission for promoting the health department for promoting these shots, the schools for doing that the same thing and telling them it's a law when it's not a law, it's a mandate. So, folks, you just don't be afraid to be a target, because if you can't, if you're talking to someone that's stupid, you're not going to be able to convince them anyhow. They just have to see the picture.
Yeah. Great points, John.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Yeah. Great points. Thank you.
So, I'm glad that you're... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't want you to hang up yet. Go ahead. Please continue.
Oh, no, I just was wanting to, I'm not trying to take over your show. I just been involved with this for so long that when I hear Deborah Tavares' name on RBN, I'm happy. And if you, she also was telling me about some other things that's happening with the 5G issues recently. And it's just so much that she's researched and she may [S2] Right. [S1] Not appeal to, pardon me?
I agree with you, John. John, I want you to stay on until the commercial break. I want to get your contact info. But
yeah,
I agree with you. She's brought up so many good points, and so many others have pioneered this, that the information's out there. We really need to get to our city councils, our local leaders, and tell them we're not going to comply with this kind of stuff, because we know that the global elite will not be eating bugs. We know the global elite are not going to get rid of their 5 or 10 mansions and their private jets. And right. They just want us to make these changes, not them.
Because they do not want to educate us, because then we can put them in their place. Hold on.
Hang on here, John. Hang on here, John.
You hang on till the next
stick around.
Hour.
Well, I'll hang on.
We'll be right back, folks. For the second hour, I got Travis and John from Michigan talking about the climate action plan. We're going to continue. All right. We'll be right back. We must take America back. We need prayer in schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com. RBN.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.